my name is Pam. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, but I have a question.
Okay.
My ex-wife, with whom I'm still friends, is working from home. And our son is living at home with her. He's a college student, and he's working at a Target super center down off Highway 150. Apparently, he believes he's contracted COVID. He feels horrible. He's lost his sense of taste and smell. And he's right now in his bedroom upstairs in their house. And I'm wondering, my ex-wife, with whom I'm still friends,
yes,
is a cancer survivor of about 10 years. She had a female-oriented cancer removed. Would she qualify as a caregiver at this point for the purpose? She's only 63. But would she qualify as a caregiver at this point for getting a COVID vaccination?
Yes, sir.
She would?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what would she do? Go on the Jefferson County Health Line or the UAB Health Line, fill out their application, explain she's 63, but a cancer survivor now caring for a COVID patient?
Yes, sir. There's a Jefferson County clinic line that I can give you, and you can call them, sir.
Hang on 1 second. Let me get something to write on.
Okay.
This pen will run. It does, amazingly. Okay, what is that phone number?
It's 205-858-22.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that last four?
205-858-2221.
205-858-2221.
Yes.
Okay, that takes care of my question. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, thank you for calling COVID vaccine line, and enjoy your day, sir. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.